In Parshas Ve'eschanan, the second parasha in the book of Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu repeats the Aseros Adibros, the 10 declarations that we received at Har Sinai. There are some variations between the first set of the Aseros Adibros, which are given to the people in Parshas Yisro, Perichof in the book of Shemos, shortly after they had left Egypt, and this accounting here in Ve'eschanan, which is in the 40th year of desert wandering, particularly regarding the mitzvah of honoring one's father and mother. In our parsha, Parshas Ve'eschanan, the pasuk says, Sefer Devarim, Perek Hey, Pasuk Tet Zayin, Kabed et avicha ve'et imecha, you shall honor your father and your mother, Kashir tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, like Hashem your God commanded you, Lama an ya'arichun yimecha, so that your days will be lengthened, Ulaman yitavlach, and so that it will be good for you, Al ha'adama asher Hashem Elokecha notein lach, on the ground that Hashem your God is giving you. So when we see in Parshas Ve'eschanan, we are told, honor your father and mother, like Hashem your God commanded you, l'man ya'arichun yimecha, so your days will be lengthened. Interestingly, in Parshas Yisro of Sefer Shemos, when Hashem gives us the Aseres HaDibros at Har Sinai, the Pasuk says, Perek Chof, Pasuk Yir Aleph, Kabed et avicha ve'et imecha, l'man ya'arichun yimecha, al hadama asher Hashem elokecha notenach, you shall honor your father and mother, so that your days will be lengthened upon the ground, upon the land that Hashem your God is giving you. So what is the difference? In Parshas Yisro, the Torah leaves out Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. It only says, honor thy father and thy mother, so your days will be lengthened upon the land. In Parsha Ve'etchanan, our Parsha, it says, honor thy father and thy mother, like Hashem your God commanded you, so that your days will be lengthened, so that it will be good for you upon the land that Hashem is giving you. What is this extra clause here in Parsha Ve'etchanan, and what is the lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching the Bnei Israel and teaching us immediately before his demise? He is days away from death, and he adds these words, honor your father and mother, like Hashem your God commanded you. So Rashi says in Parshas Ve'eschanan, again, Perek Hei, Pasuk Ted Zayin, Rashi says, Kashir Tzivcha, Af al kibud ava'im nitztavu b'mar. Regarding honoring one's father and mother, the people were commanded by this mitzvah, and Mara, Shenemer, like the Pasuk says, Sham samlo choku mishpat v'sham nisau, there God gave us in Mara, it's in Sefer Shemos, Perek Tetvav. There God gave us Chukim and Mishpatim, and there we were tested. And Rashi says, what Chukim and Mishpatim did we get at Mara preceding Matan Torah, okay? In chapter 15, shortly after we left Egypt, before we even came to Mamad Har Sinai, God gave us a number of mitzvos at Mara. What mitzvos were they? Kibur Ava'im, honoring one's father and mother, Dinin, monetary laws, and Shabbos. So we got these three mitzvos in Mara. And here Rashi says, what is mean when Moshe says, honor thy father and mother, like Hashem your God commanded you, which are words that do not appear in Parshas Yisro. So Rashi says, this was given to us at Mara. What is the lesson here? Why does Moshe add these words, Kasher Tziv Hashem Elokecha? Why does Rashi say that it was commanded to us at Mara? And ultimately, what lesson is Moshe Rabbeinu trying to teach us with this lesson here? So I now quote from Rabbi Shalom Rosner from his Sefer Shalom Rav, Insights on the Weekly Parsha, Sefer Devar. Rabbi Shalom Rosner teaches as follows. In Parshas Ve'eschanan, the Ten Commandments are repeated, with some slight differences between the first and the second accounts thereof. And we've already pointed out one difference. Says Rabbi Rosner, one difference, as I have already pointed out to you, is in the mitzvah to honor one's parents. At the end of the mitzvah, the following words are added in the Ten Commandments in Parsha Ve'etchanan, as the Lord your God commanded you. Rashi explains, honoring one's father and mother was commanded at Mara, Kasher Tziv Hashem Elokecha. And again, we do not see those words in Parshas Yisro. Why was that addition required? Writes Rabbi Rosner, do we need a history lesson? Do we need the Torah to tell us, oh, remember, you got Kibbutz Ava'im at Mara? Who cares? You have to honor your father and mother. That's it. Why do I need to know that it was given to me at Mara? Do we need a history lesson, writes Rabbi Rosner? The Torah could have limited it to the facts. Kabeid et avicha v'et imecha, period. When it comes to lo tirtzach, don't murder, lo tinav, don't do adultery. It doesn't say like you were commanded by God. It doesn't say when you were commanded. It says don't murder. End of story. Do not commit adultery, period. Lo tignob, do not kidnap, that's it. Why do we need this extra phrase, kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha? Why do we need to be reminded, writes Rabbi Rosner, that we were previously commanded to honor our father and our mother at Mara, keeping in mind that Mara was before Matan Torah. So these three mitzvot, dinin, Shabbos, and kabeid et avicha ve'et imecha, kibud horim, were given three very important mitzvos even before Matan Torah. What's the lesson? Rabbi Rosner quotes an explanation from the Ksav Sofer. Rabbi Rosner writes, an insightful explanation is offered by the Ksav Sofer. Honoring one's parents is natural. Children express gratitude to their parents for bringing them into this world and for caring them, for raising them. I'm sure that many of us have experienced a thank you so much for supper from our children. Thank you so much for driving me to the appointment. Thank you so much for taking me to the baseball game. Thank you so much for doing the laundry. Our children express our thanks for what we do for them, and we raise them hopefully with a sense of gratitude for what is done, not only to their parents, not only to the people that they meet in the street, but also to the Ribono Shel Olam. Is there really a need, says Rabbi Rosner, for a separate mitzvah, kabeid et avicha ve'et imecha, if what is required is a natural sense of decency? All children naturally feel gratitude towards their parents for what they do. So why does Hashem need to include this as a mitzvah d'oraisa? And why does it need to be one of the aseres hadibros? Any healthy, functioning, normal child knows to honor their father and mother because of what they do for them. And Rachmana Litzlan, any non-healthy, non-functioning child may not be able to fulfill the mitzvah, even if it's commanded. So what's the point of the mitzvah? What do we learn? Right, Rabbi Rosner, in the name of the Ksav Sofer. The mitzvah of honoring one's parents was initially commanded at Mara. Remember, chapter 15 in the book of Exodus. And this highlights an important aspect of the mitzvah. Even if the element of gratitude is absent, we must still honor our parents. What does that mean? When the Jews were in Mara, it was immediately after they left Egypt. Am Yisrael had nothing of the work of their own hands. When we were in the desert, Hashem provided us with food, manna. Even though it fell in chapter 16, which is a few short verses after Mara, we understand that during our sojourn in the desert, we did not provide for ourselves. Hashem provided us with heavenly food, manna. He provided us with water from the well, the Be'er Miriam. Our clothing grew with us. Our parents were unable to provide for us. They didn't have to pay the mortgage. They didn't have to build a house. They didn't have to hew the wood. They didn't have to draw the water from the well. Everything was given to us. In Rabbi Rosner's words, the parents did not do carpool. They didn't make dinner or lunch. They gave the children no weekly allowance. In a word, what did the parents do for the children in the desert? Basically nothing in terms of practical sustenance, in terms of physical labor. They didn't have to go out to work. They didn't have to shop. They didn't have to cook dinner. They didn't have to do the laundry. They didn't have to take them to the shoe store. They didn't have to take them to doctor's appointments. What were they doing? You could say they were doing nothing. And yet, we are davka commanded in the desert at Mara when the parents did nothing for us. Kabeid et avicha ve'et imecha, kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. You know why you honor your father and mother? Because God said to do so. Says Rabbi Rosner, we are still obligated to respect and honor our parents, even if the gratitude aspect is absent. Even if a person feels he has no reason to be grateful to his parents, which is a very harsh statement, because if nothing else, your parents brought you into this world, and without them, you would not be here. But it is a mitzvah. We must fulfill it under all circumstances, regardless of any natural tendency to do the opposite. So whether a person feels that their parents provided them with enough or not enough, whether a person feels that their parents are worthy of honor or not honor, by the very fact that we are here because of our parents, that's enough to honor. And even if they give us nothing else, just like the generation in the desert gave their children nothing else in terms of physical sustenance, that's what we learn from the word, says the Ksav Sofer, as quoted by Rabbi Rosner, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. And so we see that even the mitzvahs that are mishpatim, that seem to make sense to us, they cannot be explained and followed only because we understand them. There will be times when we don't understand the mishpatim, and yet we need to follow them nevertheless. A perfect example is kabeid et avicha ve'et imecha. It seems so rational. It seems to make so much sense. It seems so obvious, and yet the Ribbono Shel Olam says, ka'asher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. You keep this, not because of the aspect of gratitude you may or may not have, not because it makes sense or doesn't make sense, only because I commanded you to keep it. When did God command us? In the desert. What did our parents do for us in the desert? Nothing. And nevertheless, because they brought us into this world, kabed et avicha ve'et imecha kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother like Hashem your God commanded you. I thank you for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos, Besuros Tovos, and Kol Tov to all.